哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠平安时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈以及兄姐们同在。
Hallelujah, may the peace and grace of the Lord be with you always, to the elderly and brothers and sisters. Say.
今天下午我们要一起来学习的题目是要尊敬老人。
This afternoon our topic is to honor the elderly.
我们请翻开到利未记。
Let's turn to the book of Leviticus.
利未记第十九章。
Leviticus chapter 19.
十九章的三十二节
Chapter 19 verse 32
利未记十九章三十二节
Leviticus chapter 19 verse 32
在白发的人面前你要站起来也要尊敬老人又要敬畏你的神我是耶和华
Verse 32, you shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God, I am the Lord.
利未记是摩西五经当中的其中一卷。
So we know the book of Leviticus is one of the five books of Moses.
它是在摩西五经当中的第三卷,最中间的一卷。
And also a third book in the five books.
那有人说第十九章是整个摩西五经当中最中间的一章啊。
And some people also say that chapter 19 is right in the middle of the five books.
那它最重要的一节就是第二节。
And the most important verse is the verse 2.
是神借着摩西对以色列百姓说的话。
And it's the word spoken by the God to through Moses.
你晓谕以色列全会众说你们要圣洁，因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, "You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy."
神，这位创造天地万物的主宰，他是以色列的神。
So this God, the heavenly God that creates heaven and earth, is the Lord of everything.
他不只是以色列人所全人类的造物主。
Not only that, he's the creator of Israel and all the mankind.
对以色列人来说，他还是拯救的主，救主。
To the Israel people, also the savior of all.
因为神特别爱以色列人。
For that God has loved Israel.
带领他们拯救他们从法老的权下本来是做奴隶的要来到迦南的美地
So he saved the Israel people from the land of Egypt to Canaan
所以神施展大能的手来救他们脱离法老的权
So through the mighty hand of God he saved the Israel people out of the king of Egypt
他要做以色列的神以色列要做神的子民
And he will be the God of Israel, and Israel shall be his people.
他们就立了一个约。
And there was a covenant binding the two.
神也把他宝贵的律法、律例、典章交给了以色列人。
And God also gave out the precious commandments to his people.
所以摩西五经也称作为律法书啊，妥拉。
And so the five books of Moses are also the law of God.
好，那这个律法书对我们人有什么重要
？So this the law of God, what is it important to mankind?
因为那是神教导我们要怎么生活。
Because this is how God teaches us to live.
在这边第二节说，神告诉以色列百姓说，你们要圣洁。
Here God told the Israel people that you shall be holy.
因为主你们的神是圣洁的。
For I, the Lord your God, am holy.
既然你是属神的人
since you belong to God,
那你就要圣洁，因为你只有敬拜的神是圣洁的。
You need to be holy because the God that you worship is holy.
那什么叫做圣洁呢
？So what does it mean by holy?
一个人洗澡，洗干净了是什么？是身体洁净了吗
？So after shower, taking a shower, and our body is clean.
那圣洁是什么
？So what is being holy?
圣经教导我们。
And the Bible teaches us.
其实圣洁就是按照神的话来说来做。
To be holy is to follow the word of God.
神说你们要圣洁，在第二节。
Verse 2, the God says to the people, "You shall be holy."
那第三节他就说了。
Verse 3,
你们个人都当孝敬父母， 也要守我的安息日，我是耶和华你们的神啊。
Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God.
所以什么叫做圣洁？
So what is being holy?
或者是说一个人怎么圣洁？
Now, how do we become holy?
第一个讲到就是要孝敬父母。
Firstly, is to honor your parents.
所以就如果一个人不孝敬父母，
If a person does not honor his parents,
不只是他只是辜负了父母的恩情，
and not only that he
falls
short of the grace of the parents.
他更是不圣洁，从神的眼中来看。
And from God's perspective, he's also not holy.
所以神在圣经里面教导我们的与圣洁有关系。
So therefore, in the Bible, it teaches us everything about holiness.
也是与敬畏神有关系。
Also to do with worshiping God.
那在十九章里面有讲到很多点。
So in chapter 19, there are many points.
好像说要照顾在社会当中，在这个群体当中比较缺乏帮助的人，比较需要帮助的人。
For example, is to look after the people that are lacking in the community.
不可以欺负别人，要有公平。
And do not take the advantages of others, and it needs to be justice.
特别在三十二节教导我们。
And also in verse 32, it teaches us.
就是我们一开始所读的，在白发人面前，你要站起来，也要尊敬老人，又要敬畏你的神。我是耶和华。
As we have read earlier, you shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God. I am the Lord.
所以要敬畏老人，这个我们都知道。
As we know that we all need to respect the gray-headed.
甚至一个不读圣经的人，在现在社会的教导里面，也是教导我们要尊敬老人呢，长者。
Even a person that does not read the Bible will also need know to honor the presence of the old man.
你如果看在社会里面，如果是传统东方的思想里面，都是要尊敬长者的。
And for example, in our society, especially in the Asian community, we all know that we shall respect the elderly.
那在西方，在这个社会当中，我们常常可以看到老人有一些。长者有一些福利好像你到公车上就要特别要让座给他们坐。
And in the Western community, we also have a benefit for the elderly. For example, in the bus, there is a special seat for the elderly.
那你要进去要先给长者进去如果要进到去一个地方。
Or if you want to enter a place, you will need to ask the elderly to enter first.
这个是社会上的一个礼貌。
And this is a manner in the world of this society.
但是今天为什么我们一个基督徒认识神的人要敬畏长者，要敬畏老人？
However, as a Christian, why do we need to honor an elderly?
最重要的原因就是因为敬畏神。
Most importantly, is because we fear God.
因为这是神所定的一个顺序。
For this is the order designed by God.
我们的神是非常有秩序的神。
Our God is an orderly God.
他创造的人。
He created man.
他也设立了婚姻。
He also established marriage.
他也设立了在一个家当中，或者是在社会的团体当中应该有的次序。
And he also set an order in the family or in the society.
要彼此顺服。
Submit to one another.
那特别是年幼的要顺服年长的。
Especially the younger one shall submit to the elders.
年幼的要尊敬年长的。
And the younger one shall respect the elders.
我们可以找到很多的原因。
There are many reasons for it.
但是最重要的原因，我们为什么要尊敬老人，是因为这是神说的。
But most importantly, the reason why we honor the elderly is because it's spoken by God.
因为这是神所立定的一个秩序。
Because this is an order set by God.
因为我们的神是圣洁的。
For our God is holy.
我们也要圣洁。
We shall be holy too.
所以要尊敬老人啊。
Therefore, we need to respect the elderly.
这个是第一个原因，为什么我们要尊敬老人。
And this is the first reason why we shall respect or honor the elderly.
Because 神说的吗？
Because this is spoken by God.
今天我们对神的话很看重啊。
Today we focus a lot on God's words.
其实你如果看以色列人，他们怎么亲近神。
If you look at how Israelites worship God,
他们神拯救他们，带领他们，那他们反过来呢，要遵守神的律法。
So God saved them out of Egypt. At the same time, they will also need to worship.
他们会守安息日。
They keep the Sabbath.
他们会守节期啊，就好像那些五旬节啊，然后祝棚节啊，逾越节啊。
They also observe the feasts such as Pentecost, the Feast of Tents, and also many feasts.
对，那他们也会献祭献给神。
They also offer to God.
牛羊里面头生的献给神，或者是说出熟的产物，拿来献给神。
They offer the firstborn to God, and also offer
firstborn of the
cattle to God, and also of the crops to God.
就是他们拥有的以献祭来跟神，让神知道说神啊，我是很看重你，那也感谢你。
And this is to show God their gratitude, and also to show that I respect you, God.
这个今天我们也都在做啊，都是在守安息日，我们也会奉献我们的金钱、我们的时间给神。
And this is what we've been doing today too. And for example, we offer our money to God, and we come here to offer our time to God.
但是今天圣经也告诉我们，听命胜于献祭。
However, the Bible also mentioned that to obey the commandments of God is more than the offering to God.
对，当然献祭给神很重要。
Of course, if you offer to God, it is important.
当然守神的日子很重要。
Of course, it's important to keep the
也都是我们应该做的
feast of God. And this is what we should do.
但是我们也需要来听从神的话。
At the same time, we need to listen to God.
甚至更需要。
And even more so.
我们绝对不可以因为敬拜的事情而忽略了应该要向老人所有的一个尊敬。
And we shall not worship or observe the God's commandment more than how we should respect the elderly.
不可以代替啊。
It's not a replacement.
你不可以说我已经守安息日，我已经奉献了，我又奉献我的金钱，我又奉献我的时间，我做了很多圣功，那尊敬老人给别人去做好了。
So for example, we cannot say, oh, I observe the Sabbath, I work so much for the church, I offer so much money to the church, let other people do the respect to the elderly.
圣经告诉我们，听命胜于献祭。
Here the Bible tells us to listen to the word of God is more important than the offering.
所以既然神要我们尊敬老人，我们就要来尊敬。
So since the Bible teaches us to respect, to honor the elderly, we shall follow.
那再来，老人也真的非常值得我们来尊敬，长者啊。
At the same time, the elderly also worth for us to respect.
所以我们都说啊，家有一老，如有一宝。
So there's a Chinese saying that if you have an elderly at home, it means you also have gained a treasure at home.
所以在家里面，不管是自己的家，或者是教会的大家庭里面，有长者终是我们的的一个宝。
So it doesn't matter in our family or in the church, if you have elderly, it becomes our treasure.
因为长者总是有比较多的经历。
Because the elderly has more experience than us.
尤其在主里面的长者，他们更多有在信仰道路上美好的体验。
And especially the elderly in the Lord, and they have even more precious experience in their faith to share.
都能够给我们后来来的人有很好的一个见证。
And this will set us a good testimony for the younger generation.
我们来看那个诗篇哈。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm.
诗篇的三十七篇。
Psalm chapter 37.
二十五章。
Chapter 37.
三十七篇的二十五节。
Verse 25.
这个是大卫所作的诗哈。
The Psalm written by David.
二十五和二十六。
Verse 25 and 26.
我从前年幼，现在年老，却未见过一人被弃，也未见过他的后裔讨饭。二十六。
26.
他终日恩待人， 借给人，他的后裔也蒙福。好，这是大卫他年幼一直到年老观察思考后得到的一个结论。
And this is the observation of David since he was young and a conclusion of his observation.
一个老年人他都年轻过啊。
So he was once young.
所以对一个年幼的人来说，这个老年人现在年幼的人走的路，这个老年人他已经走过了。
So for the elderly, he has walked through the path of youth.
这个年幼人看过的，老年人看过，甚至看过的更多。
And this youth that has seen, the elderly has seen much more.
那大卫说，我从来没有看见义人被弃。
And for David has mentioned that I have not seen the righteous forsaken.
一个义人可能会遇到困难。
A righteous man may meet troubles, difficulties.
但是始终他绝对不会被神丢弃。
However, this righteous man will never be forsaken.
所以这是到他年老的时候，从一直看这么多年以来得到的一个结论，有神在看顾义人。
And this is the conclusion that he had since he was young until at old age.
这个是年轻人还没有办法去体会或者是体验到的。
And this is something that a young man cannot experience.
因为他们被自己所经历过的很少而限制住。
As they have a limited view of things they've lived so far.
当这个人到年长，当他经历过很多事情的时候，他回去一思考，他会发现说，真的有神啊。
However, for an elderly, after observation, they will truly realize there was God.
而且神会看见啊，看顾义人啊。
And also God will look after the righteous.
这个是大卫他用他观察所得出来的一个结论。
And this is the conclusion of the David's observation.
那我们再来看另外一位长者他所说的话。
And let's also look at another elderly's word.
创世纪的四十八章。
Book of Genesis chapter 48.
创世纪四十八章。
Genesis chapter 48.
四十八章这个是雅各他在年老的时候为他的儿子们祝福。
And this is a blessing by Jacob at his old age.
他勉励他们。
For he encouraged them.
他向他们做见证。
He testified to his children.
第十五节哈。
Verse 15.
他就给约瑟祝福说，愿我主亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神，就是一生牧养我直到今日的神。救赎我脱离一切患难的那使者。在这边雅各他一生，他到年老的时候，他说神是一生牧养我的神。
So until his old age, he mentioned that God was a God that fed him all his life long.
其实雅各他生长在一个算是不错蛮富裕的一个家庭里面。
In fact, Jacob was born in a very wealthy family.
但是他跟他哥哥不和啊。
However, they did not live in peace with the family.
所以雅各他就一个人逃跑了。
So at the end, he had to flee away.
他离开家的时候，只是带着一根一个杖啊。
So when he left his home, he only had a staff.
没有带什么东西啊。
He did not bring anything.
但是在二十年之后，神让他回到这个家乡，却是有妻有儿，还有很多的财富。
And however, after 20 years, when he returned his hometown, he has had wives and children, and also a lot of possessions.
但是这些财富也没有办法一直保障他。
Unfortunately, these possessions cannot keep on protecting him.
当时候埃及遇到大地遇到饥荒，没有食物了。
At that time, the land was in a famine, and there was no more food.
你再有钱也买不到食物啊，你没有食物也是没有办法。
It doesn't matter how rich you are, you cannot buy food.
你要买，人家不一定卖给你啊。
Even if you want to buy, people may not want to sell you.
因为当时候会有七年的饥荒。
For at that time, there was 7 years of famine.
但是神早就安排他的一个小的儿子约瑟到埃及做宰相。
However, God had already arranged his younger son Joseph as prime minister of Egypt.
所以在大计划的中间，能够把他接到埃及去给他养老。
So during the time of great famine,
照顾他和他的一家。
He was able to look after his family in the land of Egypt.
哦，所以雅各他在年老的时候，他回想他的一生，他说：“这位神真的是一生牧养我的神。”
So at his old age, Jacob concluded that this God was truly the God that fed me all my life.
其实雅各一开始还不太认识神啊。
In the beginning, Jacob in fact did not know God well.
哦。他刚开始离开家的时候
when he left home,
在一个人在旷野的地方
when he was in the wilderness,
那他睡觉了，枕着石头睡觉，他没有带枕头出去啊。
He used a big rock as a pillow to sleep,
那神给他看异象
and God showed him a vision.
哇，他醒来之后他很高兴啊。
And after he woke up, he was very happy.
他说神在这里，我竟然不知道。
Oh, God is truly here, and I did not even know.
他可能一直以为神就是他父亲的神啊，就是在家里面而已啊。
He thought that, this God is just my father's God who is in my hometown.
但是神其实是无所不在啊，这全世界都是他创造的。
However, God is everywhere, as the world was created by him.
所以雅各一开始不是很认识神啊。
So in the beginning, Jacob did not really know God.
他也不知道神在看顾他，带领他。
He did not even know that God was looking after him.
那是他年轻的时候。
And that when he was young.
但是他当年老的时候。
However, as he became old.
他回想起自己年轻的那一段日子。
And when he thought about his days of youth.
一直到现在。
Till now.
然后他一个结论。
He had a conclusion.
神一生都在看顾我。
And this God is a God who fed me all my life long.
我认识他之前，一直到我认识他之后，我还没敬拜他，一直到我敬拜他。原来神一直以来都在看顾我。
So all my life long that God has been looking after me, even when I was not worshiping Him.
那他有了这一份感受，他就向他的儿孙来做见证。
So when he had this experience, he testified to his children.
就好像大卫刚刚说的，神就是会看顾义人的神。
Just like what David said just now, that God is will never forsake the righteous.
这是老年长者特别有的体验和见证。
And this is the experience of the elderly.
所以真的在家中，在教会里面有很多见证的长者，我们要好好的、常常的去聆听他们智慧的言语。
So at home or in the church, we should spend time listen to the word of wisdom by the elderly.
虽然可能现在你会觉得说，哎呀，科技进步的那么快，可能长辈他们很多新的资讯他们不知道。
Perhaps we may think that the elderly is very behind in technology and a lot of news and they would not know.
但是其实传道书里面告诉我们的，天下没有什么新的事情，现在有发生的以前早就发生过了。
However, according to the book of Ecclesiastes, we know that there is nothing new under the sun. As well, whatever happened previously is happening now.
人现在所遇到的，以前人早就遇过了。
And whatever we have the problem we're facing now, the people in the past already faced.
所以当我们碰到人生重要、重大的决定、重大的事情，还是要请教长辈。
So therefore, when we meet the troubles and the important decision-making moments of our life, we still need to respect the elderly.
知道在列王时代有一个罗波安王啊。
And we know that in the book of the Kings, there was Rehoboam.
我们看列王记上十二章。
Let's turn to the First King, chapter 12.
十二章第六节。
Chapter 12, verse 6.
六节和七节哈。
Verse 6 and 7.
罗波安之父所罗门在世的日子，有势力在他面前的老年人，罗波安王和他们商议说，你们给我出个什么主意，我好回复这民。第七
7.
老年人对他说，现在王若服侍这民如仆人，用好话回答他们，他 他们就永远做王的仆人。第八
Eight.
王却不用老年人给他出的主意，就和那些与他一同长大在他面前势力的少年人商议。这边罗波安王不听老年人给他的建议。
Here King Rehoboam would not listen to the wise advice by the elderly.
反而去听那些跟他一起长大年轻人的意见呢。
Rather, he listened to the young men that he grew up with.
听了之后，他觉得年轻人给我的意见比较好啊。
And after listening to the young man, he realized he thought that this is actually a good idea.
我一个做王的，怎么能够谦卑的去要好像要服侍人呢？
A king such as me myself, how can I humble myself to listen to this?
我一定要显出我的威严。
I need to show my authority.
那不听老人言呢，吃亏就领到他了。
And if you refuse to listen to the wise elderly, then you know you will be in trouble.
他用强硬的话回答以色列百姓，以色列百姓就自己回家了，又自己跑去新立一个王了。所以从此以后，这个国就分成了两个国家。一个国就分成两半。
So after he listened to the young man, the Israel people left him and had another king. So then from that time onward, there's become two kingdoms.
所以为什么我们要尊敬老人？
And that's the reason why we need to respect the elderly.
第一，因为那是神说的，所以我们一定要做啊。如果我们敬畏神，一定要敬畏老人。
Firstly, it's spoken by God because God has mentioned that.
好，那第二。老人也真的值得我们尊敬。
And secondly, the elderly worth our respect.
他们有我们所没有的体验。
For he had the experience that we did not have.
他们有宝贵的见证和经历。
He had, they have a wonderful experience and testimonies.
那在圣经里面也给我们长者有很多美好的一个勉励。
And in the Bible also give elderly a lot of wonderful encouragement.
其实不只是给长者，是给我们所有的。弟兄姐妹也是要来思考。
Not only to the elderly, but also to the brothers and sisters for us to ponder upon.
我们请看提多书。
Let's turn to the book of Titus.
提多书的第二章。
Titus chapter 2.
第二章哈。
Titus chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
和第三节。
And 3.
第二节
Verse 2
劝老年人要有节制端庄自守在信心爱心忍耐上都要纯全无疵第三节
3
又劝老年妇人举止行动要恭敬不说谗言不给酒做奴仆用善道教训人在这边我们可以看到圣经对我们的长者有很好的勉励
Here we can see a wonderful encouragement the Bible towards the elderly
神要这个家庭里面教会是一个家嘛要年幼的顺服年长的甚至要尊敬年长的
So we know that according to the Bible, in the house or in the family, such as church, that a younger one should be submissive to the elderly.
而且要尊敬年长的。
And to respect to the elderly.
这是神给年幼的功课。
And this is a homework towards young men.
但是给年长的神也有给他功课。
However, to the elderly, there's also homeworks to
them. 这个年长的要成为，甚至要努力做一个人，年幼的人能够尊敬能够顺服能够学习的对象
In order for the elderly to be respected there's also things that they need to do
要节制端庄自守信心爱心忍耐上纯全而且做榜样
You need to be sober reverence temperate sound in faith in love in patience and be a good example of the young men
能够教导人
You need to be able to teach the younger men.
这个是神对长者的一个期待。
And this is expectation of God to.
那现在年幼的，以后也会年长。
And those who young now will be old one day.
所以你现在就要想说，以后 你现在就要开始长，你就要开始灵修了。到那时候，你年长的时候，也是能够成为一个人所能够尊敬的长者。
So as a young man, we should also spiritually cultivate and prepare so that you can work to become an old person in one day.
That's respectable.
That is respectable. Yeah.
好，我们来看诗篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm
92篇
Chapter 92
诗篇九十二篇
Psalm 92
第十四节
Verse 14
他们年老的时候仍要结果子要满了枝浆而常发青
14. They shall still bear fruits in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing.
这边说到长者一个义人啊，他是在讲一个义人，到他年老的时候，他能够继续的结果子。
Here mentioned about a righteous old man shall still continue to bear fruits at old age.
他在年轻的时候就结果子了。
So as he was bearing fruit when he was younger,
就被圣灵充满，结出圣灵的果子。
And he was fulfilled by the Holy Spirit, and he was bearing fruits of the Spirit.
但是年老的时候他不会退休啊。
But this does not stop in his old age.
现在社会上，长者就退休就不用工作了。
Like in the society, an elder will retire and he did not need to work anymore.
第一，因为他以前已经做出了很多的贡献。
For he has the, sacrificed a lot for the society.
他也有了一些积蓄，不需要工作。
He also had a saving, so he did not need to work.
第二，他可能也有心也无力了，身体的状况也比较虚弱，也没有办法工作了。
And secondly, because if it's a bodily condition, he may not have the physical capacity to work.
社会是这个样子。
And this is our society.
但是属灵的老人却不是这个样子。
But a spiritual outlet is different.
在年轻的时候多结属灵美好的果子。
So when he was younger, he was bearing the spiritual fruit.
荣神益人。
Yeah, to glorify God and edify man.
一直到年老的时候呢？
And at his older age,
仍要结果子。
And he still bear fruit.
要满了枝浆而常发青啊。
And it shall be fresh and flourishing.
虽然草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Even though we know that the grass and the flower will eventually wither.
这是在讲人肉体生命的脆弱。
But this only talks about the physical limitation of our body.
肉体身体的这个暂时以及有限。
And this is only the temporary of our body.
但是这边所讲诗篇在讲到老年年老的时候结果子发青，这是在讲属灵美好的表现。
However, spiritually, as mentioned, the Bible shall continue to bear fruits, be fresh and flourishing.
肉体在逐渐衰弱的时候，甚至灵性能够更加的美好。
So even though the body is failing, but the spirit is growing stronger.
能够继续做造就人，说造就人的好话。
You'll continue to edify people and to speak words of wisdom to edify others.
甚至因为有很多的经历，有很多的智慧的累积，能够做到年轻人没有办法的辅导的工作、造就的工作、指教的工作。
So at their old age, they can continue to work for God and even to accomplish things that young men cannot do, such as edifying others, to teach and counsel the others.
我们看哥林多后书
，turn to Second Corinthians，
第四章
，Chapter 4。
哥林多后书四章
Second Corinthians chapter
十六节
verse 16
所以我们不丧胆外体虽然毁坏内心却一天新似一天
verse 16 therefore we do not lose heart even though our outward man is perishing yet the inward man is being renewed day by day
肉体这个身体一定是逐渐毁坏的
and as the outward man is perishing
这本来神就是这样子的创造
And this is designed by God.
人从尘土而来以后要归回尘土
And man was from dust and shall return to dust.
但是我们的灵却要归回赐灵的神
But our soul shall return to the The father of the old, which is our God.
这是一个人的归宿啊。
And this is how a man should be.
啊，所以我们不用丧胆。
So we should not lose heart.
啊，外体虽然毁坏，这是非常正常的。
So even though the body is perishing, and this is a normal process.
信主的人，不信主的人，外体总是会朽坏。
It doesn't matter if you're a believer or not, your body shall perish.
啊，不一样的在哪里？
But the difference?
一个信主的人，
a person who believes in
the Lord, 一个认识主的人，
a person who knows God,
一个照着神的旨意而活的人，
a person who follows the commandments of God,
他的内心却是一天新似一天。
The inward man is being renewed day by day.
哦，肉体虽然渐渐无力，
even though the physical body is becoming weaker,
但是他内心心里面的力量却是越来越大。
But the inner strength is growing stronger and stronger.
哦，这是圣经告诉我们的一个应许。
And this is the promise by God.
哦，也是给我们每一个人，包括老年人，包括少年人的一个勉励。
And this is also encouragement to the elderly and also to the young men today.
最后我们再看回来历代再看回来利未记第十九章。
And let's turn back to the book of Leviticus, chapter 19,
的三十二节，
verse 32.
我们要如何尊敬老人？
How to respect, how to honor elderly.
三十二节，
verse 32.
在白发的人面前，你要站起来，也要尊敬老人，又要敬畏你的神。我是耶和华。
32. You shall rise before the gray-headed and honor the presence of an old man and fear your God. I am the Lord.
这边讲到四件事情。
There are four things.
第一，你在白发人面前你要站起来。
Firstly, you shall rise before the gray-headed.
这是一个行动。
And this is an action.
有一个动作啊。
There's an action to perform.
看得到，感受得到。
People can see and experience it.
好，所以这个站起来只是一个代表。
So the to rise up, to stand up is just a representation.
代表说我们今天在老人面前或者在老人身边，我们要有所行动。
It symbolizes that today in front of the elderly, we need to have an action.
尊敬不是只是放在心里啊。
When you say we respect, we don't put it in the heart.
而是要你要行动。
We need to have an action.
打招呼。
And you say hi.
让座。
And you say let them sit.
好，帮帮他们怎么样，这个都是应该要有的行动，这是尊敬的一个部分。
So help them out, and this is an action that we should perform.
第二个说尊敬老人。
Secondly, respect.
这个尊敬就是从心里面。
So this honor is from your heart.
所以你有外表的尊敬的行动，那你从心里面要尊敬他们。
From the outward, we have the an action, and inside our heart, we need to show true respect.
怎么尊敬他们呢？
And how do we come close to them?
比较你尊敬神。
Just like how compared to how you respect God.
他说，因为说又要敬畏你的神。
Because also the Bible mentioned fear your God.
你敬畏神多少，你就尊敬老人多少。
So, how much you fear your God is how much you should fear, will respect your.
一个尊敬神的、敬畏神的人，他自然会尊敬老人，从他的心里面。
A person who fear God will truly respect the elderly from the.
所以，一个人如果不尊敬老人
，So if a person does not respect the elderly,
他明白其实我自己也不怎么敬畏神。
It shows that he does not really fear God.
好，最后讲到我是耶和华，就是我是主神啊。
Here the last part mentioned, I am the Lord.
好，这一句话代表说，前面所讲的是这位神说的。
And this, what it means is whatever it was mentioned before is all said by this Lord.
这个命令是这一位神给的。
And this commandment is given by this God.
这一位神就是全能的真神。
And this God is the true God.
既然是全能真神讲的。
It's the Almighty true God and mentioned.
既然是全能真神的一个旨意。
Since this is spoken by the true God and commandment given by the true God,
我们要尊敬老人。
Then we need to respect the elderly.
就能够得到神的喜悦。
And we shall be pleased by God.
唱诗。
Sing him.
195首。
195.